This is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In the late 1970s, more than a million Cambodians were killed under the brutal reign of the Khmer Rouge. One of the refugees who escaped is now living in San Francisco, where he goes by the name Don Bonus. And when he was 17 years old, he was given a video camera to document his life in America. The results can be seen tonight on public television. Heidi Chang reports from San Francisco.
After Soklini arrived in America, he did something many refugees and immigrants have done before him. He changed his name.
I changed it to Don Bonus because in my middle school years, a lot of my friends teased me and they would call me Sok My Knee or whatever. That's the reason I changed to Don Bonus, and because I want to become Americanized. And I came up with Don because Don Strong, you know, sound macho. And the bonus part come from a bonus pack of gum, you know, because every day I would buy a bonus pack of gum.
When Don was 15 years old, he began going to the Vietnamese Youth Development Center for job training. There, he met San Francisco filmmaker Spencer Nakasako, who taught him how to use a video camera. Nakasako then gave Bonus a camera to document his senior year at Galileo High School. Nakasako says he was intrigued by the young Cambodian, especially because he was not typical of what Nakasako calls the model minority myth of Asian Americans.
The myth of Asian Americans is that, oh, we're so together because of our clans, you know, because of our support systems. Well, Don didn't really have a great support system. You know, he's basically not a good student. He's a bad student. He did not care about school. He's one of these kids that didn't see school as a stepping stone to a future, you know. And because of that, I think a lot of people think that he's unique or that he's different. But what I found in working with these kids is that he isn't unique and that he isn't different, that there's a lot of kids that are going through the same kinds of problems. I mean, a lot of the Cambodian kids here, they don't have fathers. Their fathers died in Cambodia.
I never knew my real father. I never seen his face. I never know what he looked like. Back in Cambodia, you know, Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge, when they came knocking on the door at our house, I mean, he had a chance to get away, but he didn't, because he feel that if he run away, the Khmer Rouge would take us, the family, to kill. He sacrificed himself to the Khmer Rouge so he could save us, you know, from them. So now we all survive in America.
In the film, Bonus documents his family's survival in another war zone, San Francisco's housing projects.
This is a dangerous place. Like one time, my nephew was looking out the window and got shot by some kids who was hanging outside. Got him right in the neck. I was freaked out. Everybody was freaked out. We took him to the hospital and thought it would do some serious damage. But luckily, it was okay.
Several times in the film, Bonus turns off the lights in his apartment so that people outside won't see him videotaping them. He shot 70 hours of video, which Spencer Nakasako edited down to 1 hour for the final documentary. Nakasako is credited as the film's producer and co-director. But the idea for AKA Don Bonus came from filmmaker Wayne Wong, who's best known for his movies Dim Sum, The Joy Luck Club, and Smoke. Wong says he suggested giving cameras to Asian families to document their lives after seeing a BBC TV series called Video Diaries.
I really was very fascinated by this idea of video diaries, by giving people cameras to document their own lives. Even to do a 16-millimeter documentary of a, let's say, Asian family would be so expensive. And also it becomes distorted because, you know, whoever that makes the documentary has their own perspective in that sense. So the idea of something that's so cheap and so easily accessible that the person or the family itself can document their own lives, it's like they take the media's power into their own hands and able to express their own lives that way. I think it's great.
And Don Bonus hopes it will help break down some stereotypes.
I feel that, you know, it's like, you know, this stereotyping, you know, Asians are like rich and Asians are smart and Asians are, you know, have a lot of monies and all that. Well, that ain't true, you know, I'm one of the poor ones. So that kind of like stereotyping may feel like these people are going to beat me up because they think I have money, you know. And it just, like, every time I step on the bus, man, my heart's, like, start pumping. And there's, like, pit bulls, like, roaming everywhere. And then you look left or right, you know, and kind of, like, sense where all the danger at. So you could take a different, you know, route, you know, to your house.
After starting off his year as a filmmaker in the projects, the teenager's family moves to the Tenderloin, an inner-city neighborhood which has become the heart of the Southeast Asian community in San Francisco. Don likes it better there. He videotapes his family in their apartment and his friends out on the streets hanging around playing cards. Most seem comfortable talking to his camera, except for his mother, who did not like her son recording the family's problems on tape.
My mom wasn't involved with the family, and I have nobody support me. I have nobody to talk to. I got into a fight because of my family, because of the cultural differences, you know, the American culture and the Cambodian culture. My culture is, like, the number one main thing is, like, during the process, I almost quit the project because my mom, because she don't want me to express myself out there to the public.
Sometimes Bonus sets the camera on a tripod and talks right to it.
I just want to tell you today I feel fine, but I feel lonely though. My mom, she went back to Cambodia on the 5th, October the 5th, and now it's like on the 15th or the 13th. Now it's the 13th since 8 days she's been gone, so now I feel like, you know, lonely. There's no person that, you know, greet me when I go home and say, hi, how you doing? How's your day today, you know?
Since he finished his documentary, Don Bonus, who's now 21 years old, has taken a job as a community outreach worker. He says making the film brought his family closer together and gave him a sense of achievement he'd never had before.
Throughout my life, I'm almost like a failure. I never complete anything. I always cut school. I get D's and F's, you know. I never complete my homework. I never get things done. Throughout the video, I accomplished that. I feel that, you know, wow. Even I didn't notice that, but, you know, it's like having something done is for myself. You know, it's me. It's like, there it is, you know. And I just built up my self-esteem, you know, that I could do it.
Last year, AKA Don Bonus won a Golden Gate Award at the San Francisco International Film Festival. It makes its national television debut tonight as part of the POV series on public TV. For National Public Radio, I'm Heidi Chang in San Francisco.